Al-Ahqaf, the sand dunes. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Hamim, Allah is praiseworthy, the Lord of all honor. The gradual revelation of this perfect book proceeds from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. We have not created the heavens and the earth, and what lies between them both, but with an eternal purpose and for a term appointed. Yet those who have disbelieved in what they have been warned of are the ones who turn away from this Quran. Do you realize what it is you call on apart from Allah? Show me what portion of the earth they have created. Or have they played a part in the planning and creation of the heavens? Bring me any book revealed before this, or some vestige of knowledge to confirm your practices, if you are truthful in your claim. And who is more misguided than the person who, instead of praying to Allah, prays to those who will not answer him till the day of resurrection, and these deities they worship are even unaware of their prayers to them? And when the people shall be gathered together on the day of judgment and justice, these false gods will become enemies to them and will even disown their worship. When our clear messages are recited to them, these disbelievers say with regard to the truth when it comes to them, this is an obvious sorcery. Do they say, he himself has forged this Quran? Say, if I have forged it, you have no power to help me in any way against Allah. He knows what nonsensical talk you are indulging in. Sufficient is he for a witness between me and you, and he is the great protector, the ever merciful. Say, I am no novel apostle among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done to me on your behalf or to you. I simply follow what is revealed to me, and I am naught but a plain warner. Say, have you considered that if this Quran is from Allah, and you do not believe in it, there will be no way of escape for you, more so because a witness in the person of Moses from among the children of Israel has borne witness to the advent of his like. So, whereas he has believed in those prophecies, but you turn away in disdain, how should you fare then? Bear in mind, Allah guides no unjust people to success. And those who disbelieve say of those who believe, if these, the Quranic doctrines, were any good, they would not have taken precedence over us in believing in it. Since they themselves have received no guidance from it, they say out of malice, it is an old lie. Whereas the scripture of Moses, which was a guide and a mercy, preceded it, this Quran is a book which fulfills the prophecies contained in the previous scriptures, making its meanings and significance eloquently clear. It has been revealed so that it may warn those who do wrong and give glad tidings to the doers of righteous deeds. Verily, those who say, Allah is our Lord, then remain steadfast in their belief, shall have nothing to fear, nor shall they grieve. It is they who are the owners of the paradise. They shall be abiding therein forever as a reward for their deeds. And we have enjoined on a human being to do good to his parents. His mother bears him with trouble and pain, and brings him forth with trouble and pain. The bearing of him and his weaning takes 30 months, till when he attains his full maturity and reaches the age of 40 years, he says to his Lord, my Lord, rouse me up that I may give thanks for the favors you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may do such righteous deeds as may please you. And my Lord, establish righteousness among my progeny for me. To you indeed I turn penitently, and I am surely of those who submit themselves to you. Such are the people, the best of whose deeds we accept and reward, and whose evil deeds we pass over. They shall be among the owners of paradise, in fulfillment of the true promise which was made to them. Yet there is another hard-hearted one who says to his parents, fie upon you both! Do you threaten me that I shall be resurrected to live again after death, when so many generations have already passed away before me without any one of them having been raised to life? While both the believing parents ask Allah's help and say to their child, "Alas for you, have faith. Surely the promise of Allah is true." But he says, "This is nothing but mere fables of the ancients." Such are the people against whom the sentence of punishment becomes due, along with the communities of the jinn, the haughty, and the ordinary people that preceded them. Of course, they were the losers. And all shall have positions and grades with their Lord, according to the worth of their deeds. And it shall be so, that he may repay them fully for their deeds, and that they may not be treated unjustly. And on that day, those who disbelieve will be exposed to the hell fire. It will be said to them, "You consumed your good things during your life of the world, and you enjoyed them. So this day you shall be recompensed with disgraceful punishment, because you waxed proud on the earth without justification, and because you committed transgression." And make mention of the kinsman of Ad, Hud, a messenger of God to them, when he warned his people living in wind-curved sand dune, to whom warners had already come before him and after him, saying, "Worship none but Allah. I indeed fear lest the agony of a dreadful day should befall you." They said, "Have you come to us to seduce us and turn us away from our gods? Bring down on us the punishment you threaten us with, if indeed you are of the truthful." He said, "Allah alone has the true knowledge of the time of the punishment. I am only conveying to you that message I have been sent with. But I see that you are a people behaving obstinately for no reason." Then, when they saw this punishment they were threatened with, in the form of a cloud spreading in the sky, heading towards their valleys, they said, "This is a cloud which will rain over us." They were told, "It is no such thing. Rather, it is that punishment which you sought to hasten. It is a hurricane carrying a woeful punishment. This hurricane will go on destroying everything by the command of its Lord." Accordingly, the hurricane struck them, and they became such that nothing could be seen of them except their dwellings. That is how do we recompense the guilty people. Meccans, we had given them power to do such things as we have not given you. We gave them hearing, eyes, and hearts. But their hearing, their eyes, and their hearts avail them not, since they persistently denied the signs of Allah, and they were caught by that punishment which they held in very low estimation. And we have destroyed several of the townships which were situated around you. We have repeatedly explained the messages in diverse ways, so that the people might turn to us, giving up their atrocities. Why then did not those beings whom they had taken up for gods apart from Allah to bring them close to Him help them? Instead of being any help to them, they were lost to them. Such was the outcome of their lie and of what they fabricated, that their gods were a means to bring them close to God. And Prophet, recall the time when we brought some people from among the jinns to you. They wished to listen to the Quran. When they attended it, they said one to another, "Be silent and listen." When this recitation was over, they went back to their people as warners. They, having gone there, said, "O our people, we have listened to a book which has been revealed after the time of Moses, confirming that divine scripture which is before it. It guides to the truth and to the right and straight path. O our people, accept the call of one calling to Allah and believe in Him. If you do so, He will keep you safe from the woeful consequences of your sins and will screen you from the woeful punishment. But one who does not accept the call of one calling to Allah cannot be the frustrator of God's purpose in the earth and will not escape His punishment, nor can he have protecting friends apart from Him. Such people are steeped in clear error. Have they not considered that Allah, who has created the heavens and the earth, and was not wearied by their creation, is in every way possessor of power to give life to the dead? Yes, verily he is possessor of sovereign power to do every desired thing. And the day those who disbelieve will be exposed to the fire, they will be asked, "Has this punishment not actually come to pass?" They will say, "Yes, it has, by our Lord." He will then say, "Now suffer the punishment because of your disbelief." Patiently persevere then, O Prophet, as did all the messengers possessed of high resolve did. And do not seek to hasten on for them, the disbelievers, the doom which they are being promised. On the day when they will witness what they have been threatened with, they will feel as if they have not tarried in this world but for an hour of a day. It is enough as delivery, a fair warning from God. Who shall be destroyed now, if not the disobedient, sinful people?